Good morning, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers, and we've been doing this for 14 years. I was a dentist for 25 years. Today's topic is sellers of dental practices, beware, comma, disability. We're going to get into that. So we're in 22 states now, and we are working for you 363 days a year. We only take off Christmas and Easter. You can reach us from 8:30 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day, East Coast time. Just give us a ring, and we're here to help you. We often give free advice on appraisals, that type of thing. So just give us a ring and we'll try to give you what is up and what's going on right now. Now, everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not legal or business advice. And if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, please give us a call, because we sell to them all, with them all the time. We're not employed by them, we're independent, but we know who the best ones are, who's having trouble, who's not, who you're gonna be happy with, and they'll often pay our commission, so there's no commission to the seller. And in addition, if you work with us and it's a DSO large deal based on certain criteria, you'll get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So call us, we'll give you a summary of how that works. And remember, our number is 201-663-0935, and our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or dentalpracticebrokers.com. So give us a ring and we'll be here to help you. Now, disability. It is such a big deal. Some of these sellers, the majority of sellers, do not feel they will ever get disabled. And I've mentioned this before, but I want to give one YouTube video on this now, because so many of these sellers are missing it. They're simply missing it. They all tell me the same thing. My parents lived a long time. I'll live a long time. I've had 35 years of great health and success. Why can't I stick in there a few more years and I'll be fine and then I'll retire? What's the sense of it? Well, my message is simple. After doing this for 14 years and listening to so many dentists get sick and disabled, such as, just in the last few months, brain cancer, acute dementia, GI cancer, these are all sudden onset, two heart attacks. It just keeps going on and on. And I'm the one that has to hear this twice a month for 14 years. But I know you think it will not happen to you. You're strong, you're healthy, and you look upon your last 35, 40 years of dental, your dental office and your success. Just like pandemic will never happen. It's going to happen. The problem is, when it happens, your practice, and you're disabled and you can't work, your practice will go from, let's say, 70-80% value of 1 year's gross, higher if it's a DSO, much higher. You're going to go down to 25%, 20-25%, because all you can sell is your records, if we can do that. So that's a problem too. So nobody really wants to face the truth. But I'm telling you, if you have the finances and the savings, and your accountant will never tell you to reduce, never tell you to sell, never ever. 99% will never do it. Occasionally, but 99% will not do it. So what you have is a situation that you're going to get a sudden onset of disability. We say this, I'd like to call ourselves expert, because we get the phone calls from the family. And what usually happens is they get the panic phone call, then we don't hear from them for a week or two, because they're trying to put everything together, try to figure it out, and everything's in disarray. Practice is going down, down. It's 20, 30, 20, 25% of gross maybe you'll get, maybe, by selling the records. And it will be something that, you know, the doctor got disabled. He could use that money, or if he prematurely passed away, the estate could have used it. Why give that all away? So my message is, talk to your financial advisors, of course. This is not legal or business advice. But if you're somewhat close, that you have the financial resources, somewhat close to retirement, and your savings and so forth will sort of provide for you a nice lifestyle, my suggestion is get out now. Get out now and continue working for somebody else. But you've saved your nest egg. You've saved it. And there's no perfect timing to this. There's nothing perfect. You can't just sell it and think, oh, I'll get sick in a year, or I'm going to last. And no. I want to sell it at the top. Well, the top is right now. If you're over the age of 60, 60, 65, and you've already accumulated a fair estate, what are you doing? Don't put that estate in jeopardy. Get out while you can, because I'm telling you, heart attacks, acute dementia, liver problems, abdominal surgery. It just keeps coming back and coming back and coming back. And we hear it all the time. These people are having a hard time. A really, really hard time. So it's something you've got to be aware of and do something about it. We do suggest, I'm busy enough. You know, I'm not trying to convince you to sell your practice tomorrow. But I'm telling you, it makes it easier on everybody. It's certainly easier on us when we sell a practice where everything's intact and the doctor's healthy and the staff's intact. It's a lot easier for us than trying to deal with a doctor that's gone to the hospital and is now disabled. It's a whole different ballgame. So give us a call and we'll talk about that and what we've learned and how we could share it with you. But the last thing you want to do is hold out to the last minute and then just retire a month before you get disabled. No. There's other things that you could do, and you may be depriving yourself of those other occupations that you as a dentist can get involved in. There's so many opportunities because you're intelligent, because you're on top of your game. So don't sell yourself short by any means. Get out there and start discovering the alternate careers you can get into. Or you may love dentistry so much that you want to work for the doctor who's buying your practice. Although you got to have around over $700,000 to do that, usually gross income over $700,000. So you can work elsewhere, maybe in dentistry as an associate, but I suggest going into a different profession. Because you're an intelligent person as it is anyway. That's what I would suggest. And you're going to do great no matter what you do, but the opportunities are out there. But get out early. Don't wait. Because of this disability that I'm dealing with on a constant basis, it's a nonstop, constantly. So try to get out while you can. We'll help you. And we recommend the best attorneys and buyers and et cetera. And the banks will put it together. It won't take long. And you'll be selling before you're ready. If you want to use that terminology, well, I sold before I was ready, but I did get out. Then it could work out great for you. All right? Thank you for listening. Subscribe to this video because that's YouTube. Because we get, 2 a week or something like that.